All right, it's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up at 9:30. Oh, hate to have this conversation, but you know we got the Big O off season. You know, the Chicago Blackhawks lose last night. Now we turn to contracts and what's going to happen? Who's in? Who's out? A conversation we thought we'd be having in June. You know, we'll also talk about the Chicago Bulls. Sam Panionovich is here. We'll talk with him coming up after the news at 9:30. Well, Dennis Rodkin's up now. He's a frequent guest here on WGN. He joins Steve Bertrand regularly on the Wintrust Business Lunch, talking real estate and hot property. But Dennis is here for a different type of hot property. Dennis Rodkin moonlights as a tour guide in Chicago to bring you the Sexual History of Chicago walking tour. It took a hiatus for the winter, but it starts back up on April 30th, and he's with me now in studio. Dennis, great to see you, man.
Hi, Justin.
I love having you. All right, usually we talk real estate, I geek it out about, but sex, okay, we'll talk sex too. Yeah. Geek out about sex.
Well, they're kind of related, right?
Very related.
During the week, I write about real estate porn, and during the weekend, I talk about sexual real estate.
So how did you get involved in this? What drew you to the stories of Chicago when it comes to sex?
It's from being a journalist in Chicago for so many years, you know, and these stories, I'm writing about a building, I'm writing about a family, whatever it is, and these stories bubbled up, and I would think, wow, this family had some weird sex things going on, but it doesn't fit into the story I'm writing. Or something really crazy happened in that building. So they all go into a file, and at some point that file gets so thick that you start to think, well, geez, you know, and as I said to you once before, it's fun because it's sort of like performance journalism. When I write a story about a piece of real estate, somebody off in the distance reads it. But in this case, some of these stories kind of make your skin crawl because there are some weirdos I write about. And some of these stories really make you very, very happy because they're about people who move the boundaries of sexual expression. So for me to be there and stand in front of you and tell you that story, it's fun for me too.
And just to set the record straight, I mean, you're not taking people to sex shops and saying, look at this, look at that. I mean, it's not a explicit, you know, sort of tour. This is really about the history and some big issues when it comes to sex, but also sexual, like you said, sexual freedom, sort of speaking out on sexual issues. There's a lot that happened here in Chicago that people just don't know about.
There's a lot of it. We had the first sexual education curriculum in the public schools in America in 1913, and for only one school year because it got shouted down by parents. But it was a very progressive idea that all these children, you know, 1913 Chicago, it was a lot of children of working class immigrants and things in the Chicago public schools. Your parents knew nothing whatsoever about sex and certainly weren't going to teach you how to do it. And one of the problems was you were then really likely to get venereal diseases. So one of the reasons to teach sex ed in the schools is to help you with your sexual hygiene, which was a really far-sighted idea in 1913. And the woman who created or who spearheaded the curriculum for the Chicago Public Schools, Ella Flagg Young, got shouted down. Parents said, no way are you talking to my kids about this. The Chicago Tribune editorialized, you know what? These kids are probably better off than their parents sexually. They probably know more and will be healthier. But still, parents said, get out. And just a year later, she was out as the head of the CPS, which wasn't called, which didn't go by that name then. But we started it. You know, it started here. There are so many of those.
So, you know, Chicago, obviously a big city and a liberal city in the way that, you know, big cities are, New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Does it reflect that in the tour? I mean, is it a liberal sexual identity here in Chicago, or is it more Midwest, uptight, kind of buttoned up sort of value?
That's interesting. I think if I were doing this tour in San Francisco, it would probably be a lot shaggier. I haven't done the research in San Francisco that I've done here, but a lot of the story here is people moving the bar a little bit at a time. I keep talking about people who moved the boundaries of sexual expression and gender expression. We have a lot of that. We have some very important transgender people in Chicago in the 21st century. But a lot of that is going an inch at a time. Some of it was truly groundbreaking. Alfred Kinsey, the Kinsey Report.
Right, of course.
In the 1930s, his first research trips outside southern Indiana, outside the university he worked for, were here in Chicago. And I've actually found the hotel where he stayed on his very first research trip, which is just, you know, it's just kind of cool to be able to say not only he walked the streets here, but this is where he stayed.
This is the Travelodge and where he stayed.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, a little bit conservative, but also... moving the boundary.
So, I mean, when you say it's a walking tour, obviously mm-hmm. you got to stay in a certain area, and I'm assuming
right.
it's the Loop. But, I mean, are you looking at, I mean, is the kind of thing like, look right there, breasts. That statue's got breasts. Or is it more, I mean, are you talking about, like, picking a building and saying this happened at this time? And, I mean,
yeah.
tell us, how do you sort of operate the tour?
There are some statues downtown with breasts, but amazingly, I let the audience kind of find those on their own. No, we walk around. Yeah, so a lot of this is, like, what happened here in 1912 is. What happened here in 1940 is. I mean, I kind of had to force it into one location.
Right.
You could do a bus tour. I would like to do a bus tour. Start at the Leather Museum up in Rogers Park, about 6900 North. Go all the way down to the apartment in Hyde Park where Hugh Hefner laid out the first issue of his magazine in his apartment. Also about 6900 South. Do a bus tour, but I had to stuff it into the Loop. I don't yet have
the
money
for
a bus. So exactly. No bus yet. Some of the stories I've kind of dragged into the Loop. Like, I take you to a place and there's not a, like, there's a story about Mies van der Rohe way out in Plano, Illinois, but I do it at the Federal Building, that kind of thing, to make sure that I can tell all these stories in one place. But you walk around with me for 2 hours. And we talk about a couple of dozen different weirdos.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some of the areas. I want to talk about State Street.
Yeah.
Sort of seedy State Street. And then also, Hubbard has a long history of a seedy background, you know,
yeah.
where all the sort of expensive restaurants and hoity-toity nightclubs are.
And a couple of them, the places are still there.
Right? So we'll talk with Dennis Rodkin. His tour, The Sexual History of Chicago, starts back up on April 30th. Do you go to your website? Where do you sign up?
Sexualhistoryofchicago.com. And there's also a Facebook page, but all the dates, it's every other Saturday morning. So the dates of those Saturdays are on the website.
You can also just, you know, do knock on the back door of the adult magazine shop.
And say,
I'm here. Dennis told me to show up. Don't do that. Don't do that. All right. We'll talk more with Dennis Rodkin after the break. Stay with us. Appropriate music here for Dennis Rodkin. The Sexual History of Chicago walking tour is back. Starts back on April 30th. You can find out more at sexualhistoryofchicago.com. Is that
yep.
right? I got
yep.
it. Dennis Rodkin, of course, works for Crane Chicago Business. You can hear him regularly talking real estate on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand. So, Dennis, I mean, in the break, you're kind of talking about, you know, where this kind of comes from. And it's interesting because conventions played a big role
yeah.
in sort of the developing the seediness of this town.
Conventions, railroads, the fact that we were the crossroads of America, right? So as I'm traveling, first of all, the hobos are passing through like crazy and they're passing venereal diseases around. And there was a lot of fighting venereal diseases in Chicago, but also I'm coming in from a little town in Iowa, a little town in Ohio, wherever it is, by train to Chicago, and I can, you know, get my freak on in 1930 in downtown Chicago. So
Well, let's talk about 1930 is a great place to start because, you know, the South Loop
yeah.
plays a huge role in Chicago's seediness. You
yeah.
talk about the brothels and the sort of the culture around the mobster scene that took place in the South Loop.
Well, and even before that, really from the 1880s on, there are whorehouses of different kinds and different locations. When you like from Van Buren South, State Street was known as Satan's Mile. There were dirty bookstores. There were gay massage parlors. There were whorehouses at different times. There was a publishing company that tried to help you deal with all this. There was a publishing company, Max Stein Publishing, that published books like Sex Facts for the Married and Husband Know Thyself so that you could clean up the problems you created with your weird sexual proclivities. And all that stretched south on State Street. The Everly Club, one of the most famous houses of prostitution in America ever, and also apparently one of the most fabulous with fountains and eating off china, that sort of thing. That was on Dearborn, right where the Hilliard homes are, or eventually were. I don't know what that building is called now, but this was considered the most amazing whorehouse in America. When a prince of Prussia toured America and they said, what are you going to do in Chicago? He actually said, I'm going to the Everly Club.
Like the Disneyland.
Exactly, yeah.
The Midwest. Not just there. I mean, obviously, there's so many different areas, and you cover this in the tour. But, you know, you've got Satan's Mile on State Street, but then you've also got Wells Street, which yeah. plays, has a huge history.
Wells Street has a history. You know, the funny thing is, One of the stops on the tour is where a house of prostitution, a whorehouse, was in the 1860s on Wells. Wells now, you know, just a piece of the loop, was the far western end of downtown Chicago. And so there were whorehouses and other things going on. It, for a while, was known as Little Cheyenne because it was this ragged western frontier full of filth. And so in return, Cheyenne, Wyoming, called its sort of den of iniquity Little Chicago.
It's a little back and forth.
Yeah. But we're not dirty. You're dirty.
You're dirty. But that, I mean, prostitution plays a big role in the tour, I'm assuming, because there, you mentioned whorehouses, but also just, you know, I think of the 1960s, 1970s Chicago as a place where there was a lot of sort of street walking.
Yeah, a lot of street walking. But, you know, the high point of the 1960s in the sexual history of Chicago, I think, is the rise of Cynthia Plastercaster, who was a rock groupie, still alive, still in Chicago. She was a rock groupie who decided that the way she could get to sleep with rock stars was to make plaster casts of their penises. And on the tour, I have much more specific information that I don't want to.
You don't want to give it all away.
I don't want to give it all away. But that, to me, is sort of, you know, you think of the 1960s, you think the hippies pouring up and down the streets, that sort of thing. And here's this one woman who totally into that scene decides, well, the way I'm going to make it happen, I'm going to get myself invited into this rock star's room or these rock stars' rooms and make plaster casts of their penises. And you can still, by the way, you can still find those online. She has, Cynthia Plastercaster has a live website where you can see the 75 or so plaster casts she made.
All right. Well, let's talk about Hubbard Street, because Hubbard Street too, you know, has reformed itself. It's gentrified in the way that you've got this tremendous nightlife. Yeah. I mean, the nightclubs, the restaurant, the high-end restaurants. It's a place that people are coming. If you're down on Hubbard Street at midnight on a Saturday night, I mean, you'd think that this is, you know, there's billions of people waiting in line for all these things. But there's a true seedy history to this street.
Yeah, there really was. You know, and that's as recent as the early 1980s, before we thought of the place called River North as River North. It was just kind of over there. Hubbard Street especially had dirty bookstores, is really the only way to refer to them. Door after door after door. There are one or two left. There's still TJ's, right? And it's kind of funny.
There's
because
one right next to Paris Club.
Yeah, exactly.
There's one, you're like, is that a new Melman joint? Do I walk in? What do I do? This is so real.
And how do you, the thing I don't understand, I mean, more power to them that they've managed to exist, but how do they persist? One of the ones we go to on the tour is in the South Loop, or one of the sites we go to in the tour was a place called Weird Harold's in the 1970s. This guy, Harold Rubin, had a dirty bookstore, and his distinction was you didn't only go in there and buy porn or look at porn, you could go in the back room and with your own camera shoot a picture of a topless woman. So this was, you know, because at the time you didn't have internet porn, right, and things like that. So he went out of business not too long after, but you would go in, you used your own camera, and a woman took off her top and you took her picture, and then you go home and, you know, that's what you've got. So that's the 1970s.
They should have done it more like they do with the Easter Bunny at the mall, where he uses his own picture, his own camera, and then you can get 4x6s, you get 8x10s, different packages, right?
Justin Kaufman's new business, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So, but I mean, you think about it. I mean, how much of this stuff that you're talking about, sexual history, remains? I mean, because one of the things about Seed, you know, like, it stays underneath it. You just mentioned some of the stores are still on Hubbard. But I mean, how much if you really look closely, are you still seeing remnants of seediness in the South Loop or seediness on Wells Street or the like?
You know, it's hard to. I think, we're in the internet era. I think so much of that has disappeared from the physical world onto the internet because it's more private, right? I mean, I can't even imagine what it would have been like to go into some of these porn theaters on State Street and things like that and enjoy yourself there with a crowd of other people. Online, it's a whole lot more private. So I think a lot of it has sort of been washed over by that, and also just by the boom in Chicago. You know, everything at an awful lot of places are far more fabulous than they used to be. We just discussed Hubbard Street, River North, the South Loop. It used to be that the three neighborhoods around the Loop, the South Loop, the West Loop, and River North, were all pretty grungy, right?
Because the West Loop was the sort of Skid Row.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flop houses.
And
yeah.
Now they're all as nice as they could be.
I mean, even Rush Street, if you think about it. I mean, Rush Street now is kind of known as, even though you date yourself a little bit because it's moved down south to Hubbard Street, but Rush Street used to be a nightlife spot. But there's a lot that was happening on Rush Street that was beyond just drinking beer in a nightclub.
Oh, absolutely. After these mics are turned off, let's talk about 1985 on Division Street, things that I went through. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure that's part of the tour, right? Where you give the, now let me tell you about Dennis Rodkin.
Oh, yeah. I totally get into my own personal sexual history, which is about, 30 seconds long.
All right. The tour is the Sexual History of Chicago Walking Tour. It starts back up on April 30th. You can find out more information at sexualhistoryofchicago.com. Dennis Rodkin from Crane Chicago Business covers real estate. These are the stories that he couldn't get into his columns over the years, but he brings them to you. It sounds fascinating. I'd love to come down.
You got to come, Justin. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, Dennis.
I'll make you glad you came.
Thank you so much for being here. Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks.